What's the best way to care for a mentally ill child? Keep him at home or send him to live with others who might be better equipped to help him? Cognoscenti commentator and writer Deborah Vlock and her husband faced that wrenching decision last year. The outcome has surprised them.
My son was not yet 13 and already a veteran of the psych unit. I love him with the radiance of a midsummer sun. I did not love the suffering he and the rest of us endured over the sad stretch of his waxing illness. Benji was only 4 when he first expressed a desire to end his life. For years, this death wish trumped everything. If he could not perform the act himself, then he wanted me to do it for him. It was the one and only sacrifice I could never make for him. I fought for Benji at school and out in the world, and on nights when he didn't sleep, I hid the knives and kept him company as he traveled tirelessly through the dark corridors of his unsettled mind and through the cold rooms of our sleeping house. 10 years into Benji's struggle, a child psychiatrist friend said something I was not yet ready to hear. "Sometimes," she said, "even in loving families, the best place for a child is not at home." "Absolutely," I lied, "but Benji could not possibly survive living away from me." What I meant was, I could not possibly survive it. I had no idea how to live without him. The decision to send our son to a therapeutic boarding school in another state was a messy and weepy one, but we all survived the great upheaval of Ben's leaving. Still, sometimes, when we visit, it takes all I've got not to snatch him away from the people who've received the gift of watching my son grow up. But Ben has at last begun to map a route through his private wilderness of hurt, and I have learned this hard truth. A parent's fight and devotion aren't always enough. It turns out, in order to keep my son, I had to let him go.
Cognoscenti commentator Deborah Vlock is a fiction writer and essayist. She's currently working on a collection about life detours and resilience. Find her essay and many others on our website, wbur.org.